Depression, normal adolescent behavior. The Herberts took their 17-year-old daughter Catherine to see Terry, a licensed clinical social worker who specialized in working with teens in depression. She's sleeping way too much, isn't eating, isn't interested in things she always enjoys doing, and is sad and lethargic all the time, the parents told Terry. There's a history of depression on both sides of the family, and we're worried that Catherine may be depressed. After the initial interview, Terry asked the Herberts when Catherine had last had a medical checkup. She encouraged them to make an appointment with her primary care physician to make sure nothing medically was going on with her. After the doctor appointment, Catherine's mom left a voicemail for Terry. With relief in her voice, the mom said, "Catherine isn't clinically depressed. She has mononucleosis." There can be any number of issues that at first glance have similar symptoms to that of clinical depression. It was Terry's professional training and years of experience that kept her from jumping to a hasty conclusion and helped her steer the Herberts in the direction of their physician. The Herberts did the right thing by noticing Catherine's symptoms, but especially with teenagers, it's not always easy for us to notice what's normal behavior and what's not. Here's at least a starter list of what's normal. Whether you call it moody or stressed, it's all within the normal range of behavior. Comparing these behaviors to the previous signs of depression we listed will give you a basic understanding of the difference between normal and abnormal. Normal adolescent behavior. Normal behavior would include a day or even several days of feeling down, especially when coupled with a significant event, things your child would consider big deals. Typical teenage irritability, annoyed by parents, siblings, schoolwork, etc. Prioritizing activities in a healthy manner, even if that means dropping out of some of them. Skipping periodic meals or occasional overeating. Naps several days of the week. Staying up later than is beneficial and still able to function normally. Occasional off days, restless after sitting in classes all day, overwhelmed by big decisions. Some sleepiness, lack of energy, especially if not getting enough sleep. Expressed frustrations, questioning self-worth, especially after a big deal event. And questionings about death or the meaning of life. If you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK-8255 or contact the Crisis Text Line by texting TALK to 741-741.